In this country, we have heard more about Kyrgyzstan over the past few days than we'd heard in years. Kyrgyzstan is in Central Asia. It was a Soviet republic until 1991 when the USSR broke up. And for more information than that about the country and what events there mean for its neighbors, we've called in a specialist, Martha Brill Olcott, who's a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Welcome back.
Thank you.
In the region, what is Kyrgyzstan known for?
Kyrgyzstan is known as a mountainous country with gold. That's its most important economic product at this point in time. It was also known as being an island of democracy, something that created considerable pressure on President Tokayev in the early 1990s from his less democratic neighbors.
Its neighbors being Uzbekistan,
Kazakhstan, and Russia, but especially the pressure came from Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, the leaders of which didn't like the fact that little President Tokayev, president of little Kyrgyzstan, was getting a lot of international attention for being willing to move quickly with both macroeconomic reforms and political reforms. They didn't want him to be the pace setter, if you like, for Central Asia.
Well, nobody's accusing Kyrgyzstan this week of being too good a model for its neighbors to live up to, I guess.
Well, I think there'll be a lot of fear by these neighbors that Kyrgyzstan could again become a model that's too good to live up to if this shift in power turns into a popularly elected government that stabilizes the country. Then once again, Kyrgyzstan will be a place that is more democratic than the neighboring states.
And you think the neighbors who would be most interested in what's going on would be Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan?
I think, and China and Russia as well. I mean, when we talk about today, China is a very, very influential neighbor for Kyrgyzstan that is very concerned about developments within Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan views trade with China as really important, and China views stability within Kyrgyzstan as important for it. There's a large minority population of ethnic Uyghurs in Kyrgyzstan, not statistically significant, but large enough to cause potential problem for China if they were to aid the people on the side of the border.
The Uyghurs, Turkic people who are a minority in China, and there are more in China and claim discrimination there.
That's right. And there has been this fear on the part of the Chinese that the model of independence in Central Asia and the relative pluralistic politics of these countries make it a breeding ground for Uyghurs that are looking to organize against the Chinese government.
The Kyrgyz people, overwhelmingly Muslim?
The population of Kyrgyzstan is overwhelmingly Muslim. The ethnic Kyrgyz are more than a majority in the country. They're about 60% of the population. They are Muslim. Ethnic Uzbeks are about a quarter of the population, and they are Muslim, and the form of Islam that they practice, I mean, they tend to be more religious than the ethnic Kyrgyz.
When the Ukrainians took to the streets and demanded a fair election for their prime minister, they had a model, really, just across the border of what kind of society, what kind of political society they might aspire to in Europe, in East European new members of the European Union. If you're in Kyrgyzstan, where do you look? Where's the neighbor where you can say we can be like them? There's some political community we can share with those people, and we can both be democratic, liberalized economies together.
I think the Kyrgyz see the Georgians as their model. They see it as a state very similar to Kyrgyzstan. In fact, Rose Otunbayeva was serving as a UN diplomat in Georgia at the time that everything occurred in Georgia. There's been a lot of communication back and forth with Georgians and Kyrgyz. I think any place in the CIS is a viable model. Any place in the Commonwealth of Independent States is a viable model for any other place in the CIS. You don't have to share a border for people to feel that you have a lot in common with them and with the stage they are in the transition to statehood.
Well, Martha Brill Olcott, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Martha Brill Olcott of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace talking with us about the Republic of Kyrgyzstan.